All right, let's get it.
All right, let's get it. All right. You want to kick it off?
Episode 103. We're never backing down. We're back here with a lot to talk about today. I just want to kick it off real quick with you know, I'm skipping ahead to my dude of the week, because I was at the laundromat this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this guy was. He kept talking about a six-figure Netflix deal he just signed. But before that, his daughter was 10 feet away folding clothes while my man's was on his phone talking about how he was going to clap his wife's cheeks tonight.
What?
And then he was saying some shit about how he's like, that's marriage. You know, you think you're going to be clapping your wife's cheeks and then your kid does something that pisses her off and then you ain't getting no pussy. And your kid's fucking up your pussy. And I was like, damn, who the fuck is this guy? But I hope, congrats on the Netflix deal.
I mean, that's who Netflix is signing these days.
Right?
They're not sending their best.
Oh my God. You don't know, he could be the best.
I mean, I bet it's like life-changing money. I mean, they're at the laundromat one day.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was talking about
that six-figure deal.
Yeah, he was talking about the struggle of renting an apartment in New York because they were looking for a spot, and you know, he was like, "I ain't got paychecks coming every 2 weeks, but look at this Netflix deal." And my guy was still having a hard time, and we've all been there before. But all right, how are you doing?
This is the first social interaction I've had in like a week.
Damn,
that isn't my girlfriend.
Ooh.
So I'm a little rusty here.
Yeah. I'm your girlfriend.
I need to get into fella's mindset, you know, get into locker room talk shape.
Yeah.
Just
think about football and.
Oh God. Yeah. No, I take that back. I hung out with the boys on Sunday night.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We caught the big game. It was funny because we were like barely paying attention to it. We were like, we are all, you know, chatty Cathy's.
Yeah.
Catching up. Being a little gossiping a little bit.
Damn.
You know, so,
y'all gossiping about
it. I mean, we're in New York, so you gotta. Yeah, so I'm fine. I've just been working like a dog.
Yeah.
But making time to podcast with my dear, dear co-host, Emilio Quesada. Who I hear is now back in the gym.
Well, not going to the gym, but I am. All right. I think it's just something about it being cold out and like physically getting to the gym that I'm struggling with. But I have been doing at home workouts with my little fucking, it's been so long. What are those things called?
Kettlebells.
3 days in a row, I did an hour long workout. God damn, I forgot how good it feels. Also, just like you immediately start feeling like, oh, I got a little something right here.
Feel a little
again.
Growth.
I feel a little growth. I feel strong. It was so bad. Like the first day I was working out, it was like hard to do push-ups. I was like, I'm a fucking teenager again. 3 days, took a day or two off,
mm-hmm.
Got back at it today. But yeah, maybe. Well, I don't have a grill, or else I would bring the chicken breasts back into the rotation. But,
yeah, what are you supplementing with anything?
I gotta go buy. Just ran out of. I don't even know like what's the best protein.
You know, I've been having some trouble like figuring that out.
What's your trainer say?
I think he asked me like what protein I was using. Mm-hmm. And I was just at Whole Foods and I just like picked up whichever had the most protein in it.
Oh, really? So you didn't even like, is it like whey? Or
it's not whey. Okay. It's plant-based. But I think I need to switch over to whey because the plant-based protein is doing something to my undiagnosed IBS.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So like I can feel my intestines kind of hurting sometimes.
Oh, fuck.
So I need to kind of switch over to something new. But it might just be that I've like really increased my protein intake within the last like 2 or 3 weeks. And maybe I'm just like leveling out. Because I'm realizing, and we talked about this a couple episodes ago, that even though I've seen some progress, I really wasn't like monitoring protein.
Yeah,
you know.
Now
so, but now I am. But I don't know what brand you should look into. I don't know. I think you just gotta like try it out. I think you have to like trial and error.
I know, because the last time I was like using protein, I remember there was a point where I used like pea protein.
Oh, don't do that.
And then no. Or like the what's the other thing? Soy protein. Like I'm just like. It'll be plant-based, I think, because whey protein just like kind of fucks with my skin.
Sure.
Too much dairy.
Yeah, but I feel like whey and then like
casein.
Casein and the creatine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's, no, I'm those doing are it. Like, those are like skincare no-nos.
Yeah. I'm doing it, trying to do it all natural, but, yeah, it feels good to be back. This is good. This feels like a good change in my life, and I hope I'm able to keep it up.
Hell yeah. Well, what's the skincare looking like these days?
The skincare is looking like I need some brands to send me some fucking shit.
You're all out?
Because I'm using the, still testing the Vintner's Daughter Active Renewal Cleanser, which I like the consistency of it. It's like a nice foamy texture. I can't tell if like, I mean, I stripped everything back. I'm just using that and then the other two products that they sent us.
Mm-hmm. Which I still haven't like,
oh, you never
still
have,
hasn't arrived. No. Yeah,
didn't the package. Did we respond to their like, I think it's probably just at the feds. Well, I mean, they probably sent it back by now, but I feel like when I checked the tracking,
yeah,
it was like being dropped off at a FedEx location. But anyway, so I felt like I'd been having a little bit of redness in my skin lately. So I just decided, fuck it, I'm just going to use these three things. Although I would love to get back on the Lee Organics. What's it called? Lee Organics something serum, something. Fuck. Concentrated amber serum. That's what it is. I'd love to get back on that because I feel like my skin's been looking a little dull lately. I know I keep saying that I'm going to go get the P50 at Rescue Spa, but the days they just blend and I run out of time. But this weekend, I'm doing it. I'm getting back on the P50 because I there's just so much congestion in my nose.
When's the last time you had a facial? I feel like you go pretty regularly. You're pretty good at like setting up appointments for
things. Yeah, I went, it's been like 2 months since I went with Jill, and then she'll get mad, but about.
She'll get mad that you're there, no, or no, mad that you're not there.
No, mad that 2 weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I need something quick.
Oh, that you went to the Glow Bar?
I went to the Glow Bar.
Went to Blow Bar?
Went to Blow Bar, the Williamsburg location, and whatever, fuck it. I, you know, had got.
Quick and dirty.
Wanted to get rid of these blackheads. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just feel like I've been dealing with a lot of congestion. I'm trying to get a handle on that. Got to go re-up on sunscreen too because I ran out of the Dr. Loretta Urban Antioxidant sunscreen.
You really don't get a lot. I feel like
it was. I kind of feel like they. You feel like they lasted less this time than like the previous bottles.
Maybe, but maybe you're just being more diligent about.
I am
your SPF
like, yeah,
application.
I like. I'm like four squirts.
I think there needs to be like a top tier brand of SPF, mm-hmm. or like even. Yeah, like a holy grail SPF to sell it by the gallon load.
The gallon,
but
yeah.
I guess it would just go bad.
It would, pretty quickly. Yeah, like that fucking liter of
super goop
that we had.
Dude,
for
have
years.
You been to? I forget what it's called. It's off of Driggs. It's I think it's called like the something North Pharmacy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, but
it holds. All of the top tier brands.
Really? Like what?
I mean, there's like, I mean, not all top tier, but like it has Super Goop in there.
Okay.
It's got, that's where I like re-upped on my Oribe.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Where, I mean, they got like, I guess you can find a vent anywhere, but none of it is in glass cases where you have to go and get find a stalker, open up.
You just get the five finger discount.
you could, but it's really kidding. Small, and I guess I would feel like
no, I wouldn't
bad taken away from the wonderful Polish woman there.
Yeah, I've never shoplifted for the record. I'm for too the, much okay. of a little bitch.
A rule follower.
I'm a rule follower.
My man would have been on Stuco.
Yeah, if I wasn't too busy fucking being a star athlete.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you that I got kicked off Stuco?
You got kicked off Stuco for what?
I got canceled.
Oh, you got canceled?
No, I didn't get canceled.
Too much pussy.
No. Famously did not get really any pussy in high school.
Why'd you get canceled?
I didn't get canceled. No, I just didn't show up to all their fucking meetings. Like I think I was the guy who like I ran for it just to be like, fuck it, let's fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
And I got on it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to deal with the responsibility, so I never showed
it's
up to any of the meetings.
Yeah.
So they had to sit me down. And this is classic. This is like a motif in my life where people coming up to me and be like, hey, you're just not showing up.
Showing up, dude.
But that's an aside.
I hope if you have kids, they never say that to you.
I mean, honestly, when you were telling me that little anecdote about that guy on the phone with his buddy.
Yeah.
And his daughter folding the laundry for them. I'm like, oof. I don't think I would ever talk the way that guy's talking to his friend.
Yeah.
But I sometimes find myself in situations with my sweet and loving girlfriend or with my family. And maybe this is just like a disease of being like somebody who wants to live in New York, who lives mm-hmm. in New York, that main character syndrome. But I find myself like kind of tuning out like, I wouldn't say like conversations or anything, but okay. like where you really feel yourself as like the center of gravity
uh-huh.
and all the other hard work gets pushed to everybody else.
Okay.
Like, I guess there's been moments. Oh my God. I'm, yeah, really I'm telling
what are
myself.
The, yeah. What are the moments?
Gotta. Well, it's like, all right. So I've been working a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Right. And so like what I'll do is like, I'll be at my desk
uh-huh.
for like 8 hours straight, like just like paying attention to whatever's in front of me.
Yeah.
And you know, Anna will stay over, but like, I'll notice that she'll like, you know, make my bed mm-hmm. and I'll feel terrible about it. And so I don't know. I just like, I guess I'm really projecting here, but I thought yeah. like, I saw a little bit of myself in that guy at the laundromat.
Clapping cheeks. Yeah. No. You'll be good. I mean, at the end of the day, it was funny as hell. I didn't know that was his daughter until she was like, hey, everything's folded.
Did he seem a little, did she seem like a little shy, a little quiet?
She seemed a little shy. Yeah. I mean, it's not like he was on the opposite end of the laundromat and like, he was like yelling, but like in like a quiet whispered, you know, like, I mean, you know, I'm clapping cheeks now. So it's like, I don't know if she could hear or if she even really knew what that yeah. meant, you know?
Well, I mean, all right. So like going back to what I just said, I feel very vulnerable for telling on myself right then. No, but I think it's like,
you know, that's sweet.
It's very sweet of Anna. Yeah, she's very, you know,
she should,
I don't think I could operate without
while
her.
She's at it.
No.
Did you get a second pair yet?
No, I haven't ordered that yet. Mm. But no, it's kind of like, all right, the theme of
your life.
No. The theme of, cause I feel like my family's mentioned this too. It's like,
oh, have you not shown up?
Well, not showing up, but it's like, you know, everything we do to make you happy, right? Or yeah. like everything.
Or you think
let me workshop
you just
this.
You think you? I think,
brother,
you
I haven't
think
had therapy in a few months.
Do you
like
think
I
you shut down?
Sure.
When like when someone's really like they're like caring for you.
No, I feel like you're talking about yourself right now.
Well, I've admitted this, but I would just because you were saying oh. that your family's like everything we do here, and then
oh no, it's more of I do whatever I want in a moment,
okay,
and then everybody else has to pick up the pieces around it.
Okay,
so you know, like it's like I exist in my own universe. That's uh-huh. what I'm trying to say.
Right. Okay.
And so it's really hard sometimes to like. Get my brain out of my head
mm-hmm.
and put all my focus into like the attention and like love somebody else needs.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And I guess sometimes that can translate to like not necessarily domestic chores, but like mm-hmm. in certain situations you can catch myself.
Yeah.
Which is brother, I gotta work on that.
We all got work to do.
All right. Anything else with skincare?
That's it. That is okay. it. What about you? What's going on?
Nothing really new. I'm quickly running out of the things that were sent to us.
Yeah.
But I did find, which I don't know if it's expired, but I did find the Starface Foaming Cleanser. I used that this morning.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's like 2 years old now.
Well, I used it this morning.
When did we podcast with Julie?
Right, no, she didn't send us like she didn't send that to us like exactly.
Really? Okay,
because like, that was right after we podcasted,
right? Because that was summer of 2020 podcasting with her.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know.
We miss you, Julie.
Well, it felt as stripping as the day it was yeah. packaged.
All right. Okay.
So I used that this morning, but mm-hmm. I really wanted to fill you in on. I don't know if you did. You ever have a chance to use all of the soft services products like to test it out?
No, I used the buffing bar and I used the lotion that you have over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't used any of like the acne stuff or like the sulfate stuff. And I think, yeah, there's just a bunch of it still kind of like, oh, and the super soaker moisturizer or whatever. But not, have you, how's that?
Okay, yeah. So, all right. So the soft services, clearing mist, the medicated breakout tonic. Mm-hmm. Brother, I've been battling right now ever since I've been in the gym, ever since I've been trying to balance my work. Sometimes it's really hard. Yeah. I know it might seem like wild to you that it's hard to like go straight to the shower and like clean yourself.
No, it's yeah, I feel you, but you
when
know.
you're just trying to make it from email to email.
Yeah.
So I've been breaking out on my body a little bit. So today I took a little moment to hop in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
To
how do you use that?
How do I use it?
Yeah.
Okay, well first off, I buffed the fuck out of my body with the buffing bar. Did a little cleanse. Got out of the shower. Let yourself dry a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then I used the salicylic medicated breakout tonic by Soft Services.
Okay.
You just spray just a little bit on the areas that are breaking out or areas that you think are going to break out.
Yeah.
But since it's my first time using it, I didn't go like all out, but you're supposed to use lightness. You're supposed to do it 3 to 4 times
a day,
a week.
Oh, a week.
No,
okay,
not a day,
okay.
not a day. And you just kind of let it do its thing. It does sting. There's some like I don't know if there's tea tree in it, but it did smell like tea tree.
Mm-hmm.
I'll update you all on that.
Yeah,
in a few weeks.
That's just one thing I don't ever like. Sometimes I'll break out, but it's just like one
and done.
So I guess it's not. Yeah.
And then after that, I use the Korea cream.
Yeah, which is it's
nice.
Very heavy. I like it though. It's definitely like a winter lotion.
I just wish. All right, I kind of wish.
You put the what's it called? Because they sent a.
Oh, they sent us one. Oh, bro, I just like poured.
They
that
sent
out
a
my
pump.
Hand.
They sent a pump. For
I was about to say. I was like, bro, I'm gonna go with this quick.
Yeah, no, I got a pump in mine.
But I do feel like, all right, well, yeah, even with the pump, I feel like you have to pump a lot out in order to.
Yeah,
to get that.
To
cover that beautiful canvas.
the skin soaks it up real quickly, but it's also like our skin's probably pretty dried out, and that's.
I mean, it's the winter. It's finally getting cold out.
Oh, I gotta re up on that. That shit.
Oh, this shit's incredible. The Into Wet, is that how you say it? The Into Wet. Yeah, I've been doing this on the hands.
On the
you
hands,
know,
yeah.
Keep some nimble for all those goddamn emails.
Yeah.
And then
what's this? We got
brother. I was in Charlotte.
Oh shit!
I was in Charlotte. I forgot some skincare essentials, so I just popped into like one of those convenience. I guess convenience stores, the bodega
of the airport. In Charlotte. Oh, okay.
And the bodega of the airport, I walked in and they didn't really have any cleansers, which fucked me up. I had to go search for a minute to go find like just like some Cetaphil.
Damn.
But I did spot the elusive, but the it's not elusive. It's the crowd pleaser, the Glay Maxwell approved Evian facial spray.
Evian facial spray. Damn, he's got the Diet Coke in one hand and the Evian facial spray in another.
I'm feeling like the 1%.
He's
If you haven't listened to our episode about Glay Maxwell's skincare routine, this was included on that list.
It's also the Parent Trap classic.
Yeah, it's great. You know, if you just need a little moisture to the dome quick.
The dome, yeah.
Spray that on. Apply your moisturizer after. Apply your SPF after.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all I've been really working in right now. And I don't want to take too much time away from our show.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great things out there. Lots of great products. Some of which I think we're going to try to pitch advertising to.
Oh,
And if we don't
watch this space,
We've been saying that for a few years
yeah,
now.
Watch our bank account's finally going to go up. We'll see. Oh, fuck. Never mind. Taxes. Shit. I love that. I love that. The fucking photo of Caroline Calloway crying with the just found out about taxes.
Yeah. I think someone made that.
Well, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
No.
I like the idea of her being like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I think it's like in reference to the fact that, so she just settled her.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she just settled. I think she has to pay like $4,000 a month to her landlord.
For how long?
Until the debt's paid off.
Holy
I don't know if it's
shit,
until the
debt
that pays off, but until she can reach the settlement.
Yeah.
Like the
that's a lot.
The number.
Is that why she's selling all this
snake
can't
oil?
Can't speculate, but hey.
No, we can't speculate.
Caroline, good friend. We love you. We miss you.
We miss you. If maybe we should
come on.
Throw
come
a party on. And make it ticketed.
Make it there is an idea.
Yeah.
Let's
help you pay that settlement. All right, in today's news and today's show, we thought we would talk about the phenomenon. We thought we could talk about the phenomenon known as Ozempic face. You know, we love talking about semaglutide on this show as it's a new injectable that is totally pierced the culture. Something else to add to the injectable lineup. You got the Botox. All you got the Daxify.
All your favorite rich celebrities are on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're shelling out the pennies that are $1,400 for the Wegovy monthly purchase. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, well, as it kind of catches fire in the zeitgeist, some think pieces are maybe not think pieces, but just pieces about the drugger, you know, are coming out.
Yeah.
There is, so I guess what the 1% who could afford the drug, mm-hmm. because what we learned in this New York Times article is that not a lot of health insurance will cover.
Yeah, unless you actually have. I mean, because it's like.
Unless you're actually obese.
Yeah, it's supposed to treat like.
Or diabetes.
Diabetes and like high cholesterol, high blood pressure. So if you don't actually have any of those issues and you're solely using it as like a vanity weight loss drug, then yeah, the insurance isn't gonna cover it.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't realize it was $1,400.
$1,400, yeah. They all range from like $900 to like $1,400 a month. And you got to keep like, I think people have experienced, like you gain the weight back pretty quickly.
Right.
If you stop using the drug, you know, it's like minoxidil. You got to, on that Wegovy for life. Just kidding. Oh. I don't know if it's actually like that, but
no, I think it says that in somebody's quoted saying like you have to pretty much use it indefinitely. Oof. Because it just makes you anorexic.
Yeah.
Like that's all it does.
Yeah. So it's creating,
like psychically. Yeah.
Right. So it's creating this phenomenon, which is Ozempic face.
Yeah. And we know aging is the new cancer. And,
yeah. Exactly.
So if it's great for the plastic surgery, the dermatological,
yeah.
Surgery industry.
Yeah.
That once you're battling, you know, your demons with your weight, mm-hmm. you get down to a size you're happy with, I guess. This kind of fits hand in hand with the whole entire the buckle fat phenomenon too. The mm-hmm. buckle fat removal is, yeah. Once you lose the weight, you're gonna look a little older.
Yeah, because you're gonna, yeah, because
and as lost, we all know, aging is the new cancer.
Yeah, yeah. That's what do they say? It's losing weight can turn back your biological clock, but mm-hmm. losing fat in the face that'll cause you to age faster.
Turn your facial clock forward.
Turn your facial clock forward, yes.
Lots of gems in this piece. We won't have to really get into it, although there's a new player that's called Mounjaro, which isn't technically semaglutide, but it's like the same, it's like mm-hmm. basically a different version of it.
Okay.
That people are now using. So some gems, you know, some people are quoted in it saying everybody is either on it or asking how to get on it. Quote, "We haven't seen a prescription drug with this much cocktail and inner chatter since Viagra came to market." Which got me thinking, like, when did Viagra come out?
I think it would have been, I feel like it must have been like the 80s.
Brother, that must have been like the moon landing.
Like, I think it was like a while ago. I feel like the only thing that we've been around for, and even then it's like, we weren't really like, is Wellbutrin also, you know,
being
the cocktail of the moment for maybe like a year. You know, all the housewives were
talking
on it.
About it.
We're talking about it. Yeah, I don't know. We should have looked that up. Viagra. The year it fucking hit the marketplace.
Yeah. A lot of guys talking about it. A lot of them saying, well, you know, I don't need it.
I don't know. I
don't need it.
Do you know anybody that takes
Viagra? Like Viagra. Actual Viagra? No, I think Hims has turned Viagra,
right.
The brand Viagra, put them out of business. Because there are two versions of it. I forget the first version. You got the Blue Chew version. Which is like, it just gets your blood flowing. But then Viagra does this. Viagra just gets you hard. It's like a penicillin shot.
Just gets you, yeah.
Yeah. Damn, all right. So not since Viagra has there been an injectable, a drug that's caused such a roar. Anything else you want to say about it? Do we know anybody on it?
I don't, I know, I'll keep it. I know somebody who's like trying to get on it.
Okay. I mean, I'll say this. All right. So depending on your income bracket, yeah. I don't, my total sense of like what's a lot of money, what isn't a lot mm-hmm. of money has been warped since living here.
That's my rent. Well, a little less than my rent, but well, fuck, I gotta. That's a lot for me.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That could be rent for some people.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think about how much I pay my trainer right now.
Yeah. How much is it? I'll bleep it out.
It's
because it's all pretty. Oh shit!
So it's 6 weeks.
That's a month. Right?
So it's six oh, weeks. Wait.
Okay. That's pretty standard. Yeah.
But you know,
it's you could just
you could just like buy Wegovy, which that's not my problem. You know, I think I'm trying to do that body recomposition.
Right. Yeah.
To where like you replace the fat with muscle.
Yeah.
And I understand that there are a lot of people out there, which, you know, it's daunting. It's daunting to think, oh God, I got to get in the gym and I got to diet, which I guess you don't technically have to. Well, you should diet.
Well, it just like it completely suppresses your appetite.
Right.
It's like you're
which
you're
has me
like
thinking,
eating.
And I'm like, I'm not an expert in this area. I know there's a lot of like,
dude, it's also just not, it is not healthy to lose weight that quickly.
No, it can't be. Well, the thing is, that's what they say. They say there's semaglutide increases the risk of a rare type of thyroid cancer called medullary thyroid carcinoma. So that makes sense. Like, I mean, if you're just a drop in weight, like usually people who drop that much weight in like a few months, have cancer. Like that's
for sure.
That's the reason why they're losing the weight.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd be curious. I would be curious to like, to talk to someone who's on it.
It's the new Limitless.
God damn. Yeah. It is kind of funny though, how it is just like the 1% drug.
Yeah.
It's like even people who would benefit from it, which I don't know. I feel like there's so much mixed messaging these days about like body positivity.
Yeah.
About like how we should talk about obesity. Like what,
I feel like, you know, well, this is also something I've been thinking about. And it's like, is it just people like us that are like plugged into certain spheres online and like living in New York where like at times I'm like, when I'm like reading about this shit, I'm like, I feel like my idea, my image of like what a normal human being looks like is like becoming so warped. Cause it's like the other day, my sister was showing me some photo of some, I don't know, random girl on Instagram. Cause she was just like, can you take a photo of me like that? And I was like, that girl hat fucking removed her buckle fat, like buckle, what is it, buckle fat, and like blah, like that is not like, that is not how she like was born looking,
right?
But I just like, but it's all becoming so like
she got to do that model trick,
you know.
Anna told me about this model trick. What? Yeah, where you put, yeah, that's exactly what you're like, where you put little, you put the tongue on top of your mouth, you're basically you're like mewing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of funny because it's like, I don't know, I think there's so much mixed messaging right now because it's like, all right, so you want that gaunt look, so you look thinner, but yeah, you're gonna look older.
Yeah.
So do you want to look old?
Can't win.
Or do you want to look thin?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like what?
I don't know.
I think there's gonna be a big rejection of all this shit. Like,
do I? No, not that I need, but sometimes. Yeah, I think so.
But you need the Wegovy?
No, I don't need the Wegovy. I don't need the Wegovy.
But if you need, what do you need?
But sometimes I'm like, damn, is the
like $50,000 with the facial surgery?
No, dude. I the only thing, you know what? If anyone wants to gift us.
Sure. Yeah.
Fuck. I just forgot it. What's it called? It's microneedling. If anyone wants to gift us some sessions of microneedling, we'll come in.
Yeah.
We'll come in, pull up with cameras. We'll blow up your spot.
We will blow it up. Honestly, if someone wanted to re-gift me a whole entire facial reconstruction, I wouldn't say no. I would be curious. I'd be intrigued. Yeah.
But
because it leads me to, all right, I had this thought the other day. Now that we're on camera. Just minimally. Who's that guy that's in the Guardians of the Galaxy?
The
guy who's fucking huge.
Oh, is he? Wait,
he was also in Glass Onion. I forget the name of this guy.
Is he the white guy?
No, let me show you.
Is it the guy?
He's white. I think he's white. He's white. He's blonde. He's bald.
It was the guy that. Oh no, I don't know who that is.
This guy.
That guy.
Yeah, Dave Bautista.
Wasn't he like a former WWE fucking wrestler? I've never saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Anyway, he he came out in an interview and said something that just like made me stop and think to myself.
Yeah,
he said, Dave Bautista, all right, so this is like the Pop Crave tweets that Dave Bautista wonders if he's too unattractive for rom-coms. He said, I was always looking in the mirror and I would ask myself, am I unattractive? Is there something that's unappealing about me that excludes me from these parts? I still have high hopes. I just keep searching. So, you know, it's kind of one of those weird things, I bet, as a movie star, where you're kind of like being put into roles.
And you see yourself,
like, I'm sure you could probably like criticize yourself, your appearance pretty harshly at times. But I don't think anybody ever looks in the mirror, maybe because this is like a main character syndrome type mentality, but things like, I'm ugly as shit.
Like, I don't know. I mean, what if we were ugly as shit?
Well, no, all right.
But what is ugly?
Well, the thing is, it wasn't until that person commented, which is fine. I've never been like, yo, man, I'm fucking, I'm... I'm about to steal your comment? Girl with this. I don't even know what my best attribute is, but yeah. That comment on the TikTok that was like, "Oh, these are just some guys."
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's a harsh truth, but
it is.
Not for Emilio.
I never really like, you know. Well, that reminds me. Like when I was in high school, I used to look in a mirror and think like, "Yeah, what's wrong with me?" But it was just because I was like bullied a lot. So I was like, "Oh, is it because I'm ugly?" But it wasn't. It was just because.
Say it.
I'm a little because I was Mexican.
I feel like what the women out there like anywhere, like
you know they didn't see a lot of diversity, so it was hard for them to process.
What is he?
Just be like, why is your last name sound like quesadilla?
Oh my god.
No, it's all good. I love to shout out to everyone I went to high school with.
Dude, has anyone ever reached out to you as like, brother, I've been doing some unlearning and I'm sorry I bullied you for.
Dude, no, but I'd be interested.
I'm sorry for all the racial slurs.
Yeah, I'd be interested to chat with them. I mean, I feel like I'm going to see some of them on tour. A few of people I went to high school with like DM me and were like, oh, I live in Denver now. And I was like, classic. The Kansas City to Denver pipeline. Is strong.
That would explain why we have such a big Denver listenership.
Do we really?
It's like, I think it's like the second biggest city.
Yo, Denver's my second biggest city on Spotify, and I don't like that. But so I'm going to.
Incredible things are happening in Boulder.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. What we got?
Let's move on. All right. So we can skip Dude of the Week. We'll get. I mean, we kind of touched on that a little bit, but.
We can close it off with yours.
Yeah. So kind of a hot masculinity take.
I got some muscle now.
Times Dewey dates. All right, The Guardian came out and opining. They asked the question. They said, why do hardly any straight men write about sex and dating? Men, and then with the subheader, men do think... Wait, what? All right, sorry. Men think about matters of the heart, but writing about it publicly could be seen as undignified. So, did you read this?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I mean... It's the same reason why men don't talk about anything. Like, what would you if I fucking started a dating?
Sure.
I started posting on a Substack about my dating life. Would you want to read that?
Me personally, I would like.
Oh,
to
personally,
read that.
You would, okay?
Because I know you.
Because I feel like a lot of dudes would probably be like, "Nah, I'm good. I'm good." Or I don't know.
Well, I think the only successful time a dating love column. Love advice platform worked was like the classic Loveline.
Yeah.
Remember that? Loveline. It's like, it was after hours. Every alternative station, once programming would stop for the day, they would turn on Loveline. And I forget the hosts, what they would get into.
It was a straight guy.
There were two straight guys and then they would have people call in.
Yeah.
And they would just mostly like talk, like, I don't know if they would talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or around it, but yeah, I think it translated a lot better than any kind of like writing advice column.
Yeah, I also just like anytime I kind of talk about dating with most guys, I'm kind of just like that. They'll say something, I'm like that's kind of weird.
Oh yeah.
So like I don't know. It's I guess at the same time like men aren't that different, but then also. I'm like, there's so many situations where I'm like, I would never fucking do that in like a dating situation or like, I don't know.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, whether it be dependent on whether I read it, like what type of guy I'd have to be like, I think it'd have to be a column with like three different kind of guys, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think if there's a man writing sex advice, dating advice columns, which there are versions of that on the internet right now, you know, extreme right wing people like Andrew Tate's like woman hacking.
Yeah.
Or, I forget the name of this. We'll insert a clip
TikTok
here.
Guy,
we'll
yeah. Clip.
Yeah. You know,
it's just funny. Yeah.
Let me just open it up quick. I mean, this guy's doing it right. He's hacking women, right?
So he was banned from TikTok.
I think so.
How to send a big old dick pic. How to get some head. How to do the hamburger with your dick and your balls. How to fuck in the car. How to make your dick do the helicopter. How to fuck an ugly bitch. The number one way to meet some bitches. This is why your balls stink.
Do you know what the fuck is the hamburger? Do you know what that
I
is?
I don't know what the hamburger is.
Okay. Thank God.
I think I can put it together. I think wait, what is he at? What does he say? How to hamburger
with your dick and balls.
Yo, no, I don't know what that is. I thought it was like if you oh my God. Sorry, I thought hamburgering, I guess it would be hot dogging.
Yeah, okay,
you know, yes. Imagine like putting,
okay, imagine, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right. Use your imagination. Yeah. But before we kind of elaborate more on whether or not, you know, men could have a dating advice column, mm-hmm. or that men choose not to write about it.
Yeah.
I'd like to read a little something from the piece.
Okay.
You can stop me whenever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's a little excerpt. It may be that the only group of people gagging for a dating column.
See, why they gotta say gagging?
The only group of people gagging for a dating column by a straight man are the women who date them. I know that men have fascinating thoughts about their romantic lives, and I love talking to my straight male friends about it. Mm-hmm. Recently, I've been talking to them about the difference between what a man settling and a woman settling might look like. Hmm. Someone's theory that culture has massively overstated the degree to which straight men want to have sex. Someone else's that straight men are talking about a different experience when they use the term heartbreak than women are, and so on. When I asked them why they think the straight man relationship writing genre doesn't exist, they were unanimously of the view that it wouldn't work. Quote, I wouldn't see a dating column by a straight dude. Oh, I would see a dating column by a straight dude as undignified, one said. If it's going well, it comes off braggy and vulgar. And if it's going poorly, stop winging in print. What? Hmm. What is winging?
Winging or whining? Maybe it actually said whining.
Maybe it's whining.
Whining,
with a,
yeah.
G.
Yeah, I mean, I guess all interesting questions to pose, and I guess a little bit of that makes sense towards the end there, but yeah, that's why I think it's like, it's a very specific kind of guy that could write it without it, like living in the middle, as opposed to like either coming off as like braggy or whining.
Right, and then that's what they say. They say paradoxically, the sort of men who have the insight and sensitivity to write well about the experience preclude themselves from doing it exactly because of the sensitivity and awareness that would make the writing insightful. Mm-hmm. There are other reasons to do with the history of this particular literary form as well. It may be that for a number of fair reasons, women are allowed to denigrate men in print, but not the other way around. Mm-hmm. Quote, I think some of the things I get away with saying about men would seem a bit gross from guys because of the obvious power imbalance. Annie Lord, British Vogue's dating columnist, told me, women can write about dating because on a heterosexual date, society generally accepts that women are the underdogs. Men are, in fact, talking about their sex and dating problems, but they're not doing it in media under their names. It's happening anonymously on places like Reddit. A lot of this stuff is toxic garbage, yes, but plenty of it isn't. The question may be more why no man has stepped forward to do this under his own name in public. Yeah. Do I think a trailblazing men's dating column is going to suddenly solve the so-called crisis in male emotional communication? No. And I confess to feeling a bit sorry for straight men in this regard. I love the way women talk freely about this stuff, but not even imagine, and it seems pretty impossible, a golden age of personal writing by men is going to force straight guys into hand-holding, tear-shedding summits with their friends. When the truth seems to be that whether for societal or biological or whatever reasons, they don't want to. Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking about this, and I think a lot of dating advice columns that women writers publish, I think there's an audience for it. And I think it's like a, I don't know if therapy is the right word, but okay. Like the act of doing it is
cathartic,
I feel,
for them.
Well, cathartic, but also like, I think there's a lot of like checking notes. So
yeah.
that like there's a shared experience going on. Whereas I don't think men are like, are trying to.
Yeah. That's a really good way of putting it.
Trying to like be like, feel like, validated.
Yeah, for sure.
They think they have the answers going.
Yeah.
All the time.
They're gonna do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. I think to a certain extent, most guys think they know the right way. Even if they're completely wrong or oblivious, they know the right way to do things.
Yeah, for sure. Any other thoughts about this? I mean, I think it would be funny if instead of doing And Just Like That, they did like a male
Sex
in the City reboot.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, cast me.
Yeah.
Even though I guess
the series like disastrously ends with the Carrie Bradshaw character getting canceled. I feel like, yeah, I feel like a lot of men maybe won't get into writing dating advice because I think because their experience is divided.
Mm-hmm. Divided we stand. License plate?
No, I feel like because their experience is so much more different from women.
Yeah.
And I think women would be the ones reading the male dating advice and columns and just shutting it down immediately.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't know. Try it.
Who will step up? Not us, because I don't date. And
yeah. Also, yeah, it's I guess like. Yeah, there is something weird about a guy like talking about his like. You know how much pussy he's even getting, just like, or, like how much
getting around that enough yeah. to where he can write a column on it.
I mean, I think it would be interesting if someone undertook the task of writing like, oh, answering. Why all my like relationships failed.
Oh yeah. Oh, there's an idea.
Well, I think it shows a level of like self-awareness.
Yeah.
And I think that sells really well. I think even when it's like masked and like even cynically masked to like promote yourself, mm-hmm. you know, I think as you see in everyone's like cancelizations, they're always yeah. like, I'm really sorry. I messed up. I'm yeah. learning, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I think that would, I think it would be an interesting thing to explore.
Or yeah, for sure.
Dudes of the week?
Yeah, hit me with your all dudes right. of the week. I wish I would have gotten the name of mine, but
you know, Patrick Mahomes for just yeah fumbling his way to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Just goes to show you that even at his worst, he's still the best.
He's still the best. How old is he? 22 now?
He's
like
27.
20. Oh, 27.
He's not 22 now. He's starting to get like. Yeah, he's like 27.
I thought he was like 21 when he signed that like fucking $1 million.
Just a little Kansas City. Yeah, a little right. Kansas City excellence there. Murray Bartlett for being HBO's greatest gay asset. I don't know if you've been watching The Last of Us. Have you seen
The Last of Us? No, I don't even know what that is.
It is.
Oh shit, yeah, I got a text saying Spectrum service alert.
That makes sense.
Okay.
It's HBO's new like Cadillac show.
Cadillac? It's, what does that mean?
Cadillac is like, it's kind of like a term you use. It's not like the premiere, like the go-to.
Okay.
But it's like, it's something.
Ooh, 96% on Rotten Tomato, huh?
It's based off a video game that came out in 2003.
Oh, okay.
Which I have a bone to pick with that. Uh-huh. I don't think it's like necessarily cheating.
It's a video game that was turned into a series?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it is kind of like funny that we're now just like going to video games to get inspiration for seriously. Our shows. What?
God damn.
But there was an episode that wasn't included in the game
mm-hmm.
that they that aired on Sunday. And who's the guy who plays Ron Swanson?
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Starts with his last name starts with an O.
Oh, Nick.
Nick.
Oh, Nick oh, something. Oben. Oh,
Nick over, Offerman?
Offerman? Offerman, yeah, yeah.
That's it. Who's he offing?
What?
What?
Who's he offing? Why is he in it?
Yeah, he's in this episode. And so is... is it Murray or Murray? Yeah.
Murray who?
Murray Bartlett. He was in. Did you ever watch The White Lotus, like season no, dude. One?
I never all watched. Right. Any so this of is White just Lotus. Like
this, none of this is making sense. But anyway, yeah, big shout out to Murray Bartlett. That might be the one of the most like handsome, prettiest like middle aged guys I've ever seen.
All right.
Yeah, there's damn. Something really like. There's something very warm about his presence.
Okay. Like physically or like his
physically like, and like his tone.
Oh,
The Last of Us. It's fun. Tom Brady, our buckle fat removal king. Dang,
finally
today he was fighting back tears, once again announcing his retirement.
Yeah,
but there's some news to go along with his retirement. What happened
is that he signed a 10-year, $375 million contract to be a sports analyst at Fox Sports.
Yeah, so that's
wipe those tears away because. the money's not gonna stop coming. But and he also finalized his divorce with Giselle. So
yeah.
No wife, no life. No.
I feel like that is like the figure that you would need to like fill the void of
yeah,
Giselle.
Mean, I don't know. Yeah. I wish,
like, it would cost that much. Like, to
I wish him well, because imagine the game of football is out of your life, and the love of your life is also, well, I don't know.
He's going to have his boys up on boys, Fox Sports. Dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No more dudes of the week, but I guess we should close things off with the Dewey Rude. Big shout out to the listener who said on the Apple Podcast review of our page, what did they write? Okay, yeah, so they reviewed our podcast and they said, comedy is a bit of a stretch.
Stretch, damn.
And I don't disagree.
But I'm like,
I would never build myself as a comedian. Funny.
You know, Christina texted me the other day and she said, just listen to, I feel like she's always like, she's like a tough critic.
Sure. But she knows us.
Yeah, but she was like, I don't think she ever really listens though. And she was like, I listened to the latest, like the Riz Maxine or whatever, so funny.
And yeah, maybe it is funny. I don't know. But yeah, I guess I would never bill myself as a comedian.
Yeah, we're not comedians. We're
just like that, what that TikTok commenter said.
We're just some guys. Just some guys.
Another Dewey Rude, you know, I guess it was a little rude of us.
What? Oh,
to post
yeah.
that picture of that of the my busted Jolie.
But all press is good press.
Also, there. It's like it's just common to like living in New York.
Yeah, and it got people talking about
it. Did.
It's not like people were like, "Don't buy it." They're like, "Get the black one."
Get the black one.
Actually,
also,
we're bringing them business because now they're going to throw out their old ones and get a black one.
Yeah, they're upgrading. I mean, when you're a lean and nimble startup, having record sales in your first year, turning a profit.
Yeah,
look, putting a little money into some R&D to make your Jolie's mold proof.
But can't wait for the summer Jolie camp. Yeah. Camp part two. love you guys.
Look, we have a platform and we gotta we can't be dick riding all the time.
Yeah.
But for a certain figure I will.
Yeah. Yep.
Should we close things off with the Dewey Do's and Don'ts?
Dewey Do's and Don'ts, you know. What do you do? We do hop into the Spotify, Apple Podcasts, rate, review, join the Discord, follow us on TikTok. Now that Evan's fucking working some magic, making some vids, and go to therapy. Don't let yourself mentally fall apart.
Yo, pay attention to your girlfriend.
The winner, I forgot, the winter, even though it's been a very mild winter, mm-hmm. since I didn't experience winter at all last year, I was like, the last couple of weeks I've been like, oh shit, this really sucks. And I feel like I really let myself go for a few weeks there, and now I'm back on, you know, looking out for my diet, my exercise.
Yeah.
Everybody else living in New York.
Yeah. Do we take inventory of your needs and, you know,
Do we listen to your body? Adjust.
Yeah. If you need a little more exercise, go out and do it. If you need to take a break. Money isn't everything. I'm talking to myself. And I don't know what other Dewey do's, Dewey don'ts. Yo, Dewey do tune into The Last of Us. I know a lot of it's kind of a polarizing show because mm-hmm. you have all of the haters on Twitter calling it a Reddit TV show.
Reddit TV show,
which it kind of is, but it's entertaining as hell, and I'm gonna keep watching that garbage.
Hell yeah! I'll tune in this week.
What else? Anything else you want to plug? Oh,
That's it. Do we?